Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 16th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Bava Kama, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Shor Shel Pikeach, an ox owned by a normal man. Pikeach is a man who is full charge of his faculties and his mind. Shenogach Shor Shel Cheresh, that gored an ox belonging to a person who is deaf and dumb. Shot of a cotton, or an ox belonging to a retarded person or someone underage. The common theme of all of these is that they don't have das, they don't have the knowledge. Chayef, the person's ox, the owner of the ox, is chayef, he has to pay full damages. The fact that they cause damage to an ox owned by someone who doesn't have a sound mind, that doesn't absolve him of any responsibility. He has to pay, he has to watch his ox. Vishal Cheresh, shirt of a cotton. What about the reverse? An ox owned by a deaf mute, a retarded person, or a cotton, or a miner. Shenogach Shor Shel Pikeach, that gored an ox belonging to a normal person. Even though the cotton, the miner, may have had an apotropos, a guardian, as long as the shor is a tam, as long as the shor is an animal that hasn't been worn three times, it's not a moed, hasn't done it three times, potter is exempt from paying damages. And that's because, one explanation is because Beis Din will not appoint a guardian for a tam, for an animal that's a tam to collect from the goof of the animal. Normally one pays, an owner of a tam will pay half the damages and from the goof, to the maximum of the animal's value. But in the case of Yesomim, case of orphans, and certainly Chereshota owned this potter. Now, what's the reason? One explanation brought by the Mefarshim is, if the Torah was so lenient with the tam that the owner only has to pay half damages and only maximum of the value of the damaging ox, the ox that caused the damage, when it comes to orphans, the Chachamim felt that they were going to stretch the leniencies and say that the guardian will not have to pay it in a goof way. The guardian will not have to pay it for the orphans. The same thing applies to Cheresh Shota. They were lenient there as well when the owners are not of sound mind. There is another, that's Tosfos' explanation. Rashi and the Bartanura brings another explanation, and that is because normally we do not collect for payment of debts or of other things from a taltalin of Yesomim, from chattels of orphans. And if it would be land, it would be a different story. But to make them pay money, to make them pay cash, we cannot make them pay cash from, because that would be taking the taltalin chattels of orphans. And there's a special protection over them. Continues the Mishnah. Shol she'cheres she'dev akot she'nogach. Now, what happens if it's the ox belonging to these people of unsound mind that were nogach? Now, nogach means that they did it aggressively and they've already had a reputation. They're already considered a nagran. They've done this already three times. They've been warned in front of Beis Din, at least. Beis Din ma'amid lan apotropos. First of all, Beis Din would appoint a guardian to protect the ox that has already now got a reputation of doing it three times, or me'idin lahen b'fnei apotropos, and they would warn the guardian that he should watch the ox. And if the ox had then gored three times whilst under the jurisdiction of an apotropos, of the guardian, the animal becomes a moed. And if he gores a fourth time, then full payment will be paid, and it's paid not just from the value or from the goof of the animal, but it's paid from the pocket of these people, from whatever they have in the bank, whatever they have that they have to give up. There is a machlekes in the Gemara, however. Does the guardian have to pay it first up front from his cash, from his property, and then seek reimbursement from the ktanim, from the miners, from the orphans when they grow older? Or does he pay lechatchila? Does he lechatchila, right in the first instance, take from the properties of the? Does he have the right to take the properties or the bank account of the orphans to pay the damages? There's a dispute about that in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah further: Nispakach acheresh. What happens if the cheresh, if the deaf mute became normal again, was able to hear or speak? Nishtapa shoto, or the person who was not of sound mind became of sound mind. V'higdila cotton, or if the miner became an adult. In all these cases, choza l'samosai, we say the ox goes back to be considered a tam, to be considered like an animal that hasn't been worn three times, and therefore we'll have to pay. He'll have to do this three times again to be considered a mu'ud and be warned, and until then he only pays half damages. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that reshus mashana, change of ownership, or change will actually change the status. Since the ox is now gone from a status of the from the reshus, from the guardianship's control, to the reshus of the owners, either because they become adults, or because he's become normal, or because they've been able to speak and hear, that change of reshus changes the status of the animal. The owners could say, oh, well, if they would have warned us, we would, when we were in our proper mind, we would have guarded it better. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Harihu b'cheskoso. He says, no. He says, that animal will remain a mu'ud as it was. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's not called shinui reshus. That's not really called change of ownership. And Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yossi. He says that the shor, the ox, will retain its chazaka, and it won't be going back to a tam. But he explains the reason as follows, because it's not really shinui reshus. It's not really called change of ownership, because the ox was still under the same owners. It's just that the owners changed, but not that the ownership changed. However, the Rambam does add, in Hilchos Nizkei Momon, he paskens, that if the ox became a mu'ud, and then was sold by the owner, or given as a present to someone completely different, then it does come back to being hamatam, choza l'samusa, as he says, because that's a proper shinui reshus, that's a proper change of ownership, and that will change the status of the animal, and it'll become back a tam until it does it three times under the new owner. Continues the Mishnah. Shor ha'itzdodin, an ox of a stadium, that means it's been trained to gore. Eino chayiv misa. If it gores a person afterwards, it's not chayiv death. Shenamaz, it says kiyigach, when an ox will gore a man or gore a woman and cause death, then that ox has to be stoned. From which we learn kiyigach only when it gores of its own aggressive behavior, veloy shiyagihu, but not if it's been incited to gore, such as an animal that's been trained in a stadium. There, if it calls someone and kills him, the animal will not be put to death. Mishnah Hay. Shor shenogach es ha'odom b'meis. An ox that gored a person and the person died. Mu'ud. If the ox was a mu'ud, it's been warned already three times and it's killed three people before. Mishalem. The owner of the ox pays koifer. He pays what's called, literally, it's koifer, means a covering or a kapora. He pays a value, an amount to the yorshim, to the heirs of the person who was killed. And this it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah, if ox was a goring ox from yesterday before, it's been worn three times, he didn't guard it properly, and it killed a man or woman, the ox has to be stoned, and also the owner shall be put to death. But it does not mean put to death by a court. It means shamayim, heaven will take care of him. And then it talks about im koifer yushasalov. Im is not to be translated as if here. Im means when. Koifer, this penalty that he has to pay, this kapori has to pay, and he shall pay pidyon nafsha, he pays the value of his soul. And there's a machlokes how to calculate that exactly, but basically, according to one opinion, it means the dmei hanerak, he pays the value of the person who was killed. You value him as he would be sold on a market as an eved. Now, what's interesting, the Gemara asks, is how is it possible that an ox could be a mu'ud to kill people? We know that even an ox that's a tam that killed a person is chayv misa. So how could it happen three times? The first time the ox does it, he would get killed in a court, by the courts. Sokol yisokol asher, the Torah says, he shall be stoned. The Gemara gives a few possibilities. One of them is, for example, the ox critically injured three people, happened three times, but they didn't die yet. And now, when he does the fourth one, all of them died. They all died. So then he's a mu'ud, and for the fourth time, he will have to pay the koifer, the owners have to koifer. Or another possibility is that the ox had gored three people, but they never managed, the owners never managed to get him to court, or the courts never managed to get him, the ox, to be killed because it fled each time. and other possibilities. Now, this is all if the ox is a muad. What happens if it's a tam? V'tam, but if the ox that killed a person is only a tam, it has not been worn three times yet, it's only happened once or twice or the third time, potam in a koifer, then the owners do not have to pay this koifer. The koifer, this amount that's the value of the person that's killed, according to one opinion, that is only paid in the case of a muad. However, v'zeh v'zeh, in both cases, whether the animal that killed the man was a tam, whether the animal that killed the man was a muad, in both cases, chayav misa, the owner, the ox must be killed. Skilla, it's stoned. V'chein v'ben, v'chein v'bas. And the same thing will happen if the ox killed a child, a boy or a girl, even though they're underage, the ox will be chayav skilla. And if it's a muad, the owners will have to pay koifer. Nogach eved oyoma. What happens if it gored someone not Jewish, an avid, a kosher slave, or a kosher maidservant? Then there's a different penalty. Noisen shloshim slime. The Torah gives an arbitrary sum of 30 slime. It says this clearly in the Torah. He pays 30 slime in Mishpatim, and that he gives to the owners. 30 shkolim, the Torah calls it. He gives that to the owner, or the owner of the slave, or the maidservant. Now this is regardless, says the Mishnah further, of how important that avid was or the maidservant was in terms of his work or her work. Bein shul yav amane, whether that avid would on the markets would fetch 100 zuz, or some say 100 mone, or bein sheni yav el dinar echad, whether it would only fetch, this person would only fetch one dinar, one zuz in the markets if they were on the slave market. And this is only if it's a shor muad. Only if it's an ox that's a muad, been warned. If the ox was a tam, then again the owner would be exempt from the penalty of 30 slime, as it says in the Torah, by a shor tam, ubal hashor noki. And the ox will be innocent or clean. Rabbi Akiva learns it means noki midma avid, he doesn't have to pay the worth of the avid. However, once again, even if it's a shor tam, dino beskila, the ox will still have to be stoned. So the difference between Talmud is only the payment, both in the payment of the Avid and the Shivcha of the 30 Sloim. Tam is exempt, Mu'ud is Chayev. And in the case of a normal person, as we said before, a Tam does not pay Kofar, the owner of a Tam does not pay Kofar, and the owner of a Mu'ud does. But in all cases, when there's death, the ox itself must be stoned, must be skillet.